This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Why? Because the noble Quran and because the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are in the Arabic language, and thus the importance of learning and understanding the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we had stopped halfway through lesson number 6 of book 2 of the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we continue from there, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, durusul lughati al-arabiyyati li-ghayri natiqina biha, lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students, walhamdulillah. So we are in book 2, lesson number 6. And what did we learn in lesson number 6? What were we introduced to in lesson number 6? We learned, for example, Inna and Anna are sisters. And what's the meaning behind them? Verily, indeed, no doubt about the matter. But when we have Qala, when we have, for example, he said, then we would say Qala Inna, Qala Inna. We will not say Qala Anna. We will not say Qala Anna, but rather we would say after Qala, we would say Qala Inna, verily he said indeed such and such, but not Qala Anna. Excellent. We also were introduced to the word Jo'an. Jo'an means hungry, and the feminine version for this, the female Sumayya would say Ana Jo'a, Ana Jo'a. Sulaiman says Ana Jo'anu. Sulaiman says, Ana Jo'anu, whereas Fatima says, Ana Jo'a. We're talking about Brother Ahmed, etc. We would say, Hamidun Jo'anu. We would say, Aminatu Jo'a. We would say, plural, At-Tullabu Jia'un. At-Tullabu Jia'un. Whereas, At-Talibatu, the same, walhamdulillah. At-Talibatu Jia'un. Excellent. So in the plural, it's the same jia'un, but only in the singular it differs. What does limah mean? Limah means lima hadha, why such and such. We also learnt about dhahaba. Dhahaba means he went. If she went, it's dhahabat. Dhahabat. I went, dhahabtu. I went, dhahabtu. You went, I'm speaking to Ahmed, you went, dhahabta, dhahabta, anta, dhahabta. Whereas to Fatima, anti, dhahabti, anti, dhahabti. Excellent. What's hat? Hat means to bring or to give, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, lesson number 6, we went through the passage, walhamdulillah. We also went through exercises 1, 2, 3, and 4, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And so we continue from there, inshaAllah. Exercise number 4, inshaAllah. أنث الفاعل في كل من الجمل الآتية واضبط الضمير بالشكل. So we've covered lessons, or rather exercises 1, 2, 3. Now we move on to exercise number 4. أَنِّثْ الْفَاعِلْ فِي كُلِّ مِنَ الْجُمَلَ الْآتِيَةِ. Change to the feminine, the doer, in the following sentences. And take note of any change, inshallah. So they tell us, أَشَرِبْتَ الشَّايَ يَا حَامِدُ. أَشَرِبْتَ الشَّايَ يَا حَامِدُ. أَشَرِبْتَ الشَّايَ يَا حَامِدُ. Jameel. And if we change it to the feminine, it is أَشَرِبْتِ. أَشَرِبْتِ الشَّايَ يَا سُعَادُ. أَشَرِبْتِ الشَّايَ يَا سُعَادُ. Take note. أَشَرِبْتَ الشَّايَ يَا حَامِدُ. Feminine. أَشَرِبْتِ. أَشَرِبْتِ. أشربتي الشاي يا سعاد. So when we're speaking to the guy, أشربت, أذهبت, أجلست, أكتبت, did you write, did you sit, did you drink? Whereas speaking to a female, أشربتي, did you drink? أشربتي, it's with a كسرة. So let's do the first one, inshallah. أكتبت الدرس يا علي؟ أكتبت الدرس يا علي؟ Did you write down the lesson, O Ali? Speaking to Fatima. أكتبتي الدرس يا فاطمة؟ أكتبتي الدرس يا فاطمة؟ أكتبتي الدرس يا فاطمة؟ فهمتم يا إخوان والأخوات؟ Brothers and sisters, do you understand the difference? Difference between speaking to Ahmed and speaking to Fatima. Speaking to Ahmed, we say, أكتبت الدرس يا أحمد. Speaking to Fatima, أكتبتي الدرس يا فاطمة. ممتاز. Number 2. أرادة number 3. أغسلت وجهك يا أخي؟ أغسلت وجهك يا أخي؟ أغسلت وجهك يا أخي؟ Did you wash? أغسلت, did you wash? وجهك, وجهك يا أخي؟ Did you wash your face, oh my brother? Speaking to a female. أغسلتي وجهك؟ أغسلتي وجهك؟ أغسلتي وجهك يا أختي؟ أغسلتي وجهك يا أختي؟ أغسلتي وجهك يا أختي؟ ممتاز. Number 4. أي سورة حفظت يا بني؟ أي سورة حفظت يا بني؟ Which surah did you memorize, O my son? أي سورة حفظت يا بني؟ Speaking to a female, speaking to your daughter. أي سورة حفظت يا بنتي؟ أي سورة حفظت يا بنتي؟ أي سورة حفظت يا بنتي؟ ممتاز. Number 5. أفهمت الدرس الجديد يا هاشم؟ أفهمت الدرس الجديد يا هاشم؟ أفهمت, did you understand what? الدرس الجديد, the new lesson. يا هاشم, did you understand the new lesson, O Hashim? He responds, or rather, if we're speaking to a female, his sister, etc., we would say, أفهمت الدرس الجديد يا مريم؟ أفهمتي الدرس الجديد يا مريم؟ أفهمتي الدرس الجديد يا مريم؟ ممتاز. Number 6. أين ذهبت بعد الدرس يا أخي؟ أين ذهبت بعد الدرس يا أخي؟ Where did you go after the lesson, my brother? أين ذهبتي بعد الدرس يا أختي؟ أين ذهبتي بعد الدرس يا أختي؟ أين ذهبتي بعد الدرس يا أختي؟ Where did you go after the lesson, oh my sister? So when we are talking about the فعل ماضي, when we are talking about the past tense, speaking to a male, ذهبت, you went. Speaking to a female, ذهبتي, you went. Excellent. Exercise number 5. اضبط الضمير بالشكل في كل من الأفعال الواردة في الجمل الآتية. Let's read. أنا ذهبت إلى المطار. أنا I. أنا ذهبت إلى المطار. أنا ذهبت. To is always to do with myself. So أنا I. أنا can't be ذهبت, can't be ذهبتي. أنا ذهبت, to is always with regards to myself. أنا ذهبت إلى المطار, I went to the airport. Number 2. أذهبت إلى الملعب يا يوسف؟ أذهبت, I'm speaking to someone. أذهبت إلى الملعب يا يوسف؟ أذهبت إلى الملعب يا يوسف؟ Did you go to the playground, O Yusuf? أذهبت إلى الملعب يا يوسف؟ Number 3. أختي, what? Speaking about my sister, I'm not talking to her directly. Speaking about her, remember, ذهب, he went. ذهبت, she went. So I'm talking about my sister. أختي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. أختي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. أختي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. My sister went to the hospital. Number four. أذهبت إلى المكتبة يا فاطمة. أذهبت إلى المكتبة يا فاطمة. أذهبت. Did you go, speaking to a female, أذهبتي, أذهبتي, أذهبتي إلى المكتبة. Did you go to the library, يا فاطمة. أذهبتي إلى المكتبة, يا فاطمة. ممتاز. Exercise number 6. They give us the word ذهبت, جيد, or the word ذهبت. And then they give you below that the various forms. ذهبت, ذهبت, she went. ذهبت, she went, past tense. ذهبت, she went. ذهبت, you went, male. ذهبت, you went, but it's speaking to a male. ذهبت, you went, but I'm speaking to a female. ذهبت, I went. Doesn't matter whether you are a male or whether you are a female. You say ذهبت, you went. ذهبت means technically I went. I went. والحمد لله. So Fatima would say ذهبت إلى المسجد. I went to the masjid. Ilyas would say ذهبت إلى المسجد. Anyone who wants to say I went would say ذهبت, ذهبت. So the four forms they are teaching us here are ذهبت, he went. ذهبت, she went. ذهبت, she went. ذهبت, she went. As for he went, it's just ذهبَ. ذهبَ, he went. ذهبَ, he went. ذهبت, she went. ذهبتَ, you went, male. ذهبتي, you went, female. And ذهبتُ, I went. Let's apply that on the verb جلسَ. جلسَ, he sat. جلست, she sat. جلستَ, you sat, male. جلستي, you sat, female. جلست, I sat. Excellent. Let's try it with another one. كتب, كتب, he wrote. كتب, he wrote. Then كتبت, she wrote. كتبت, she wrote. كتبت, you wrote, male. كتبت, you wrote, female. كتبت, I wrote. والحمد لله, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 7. Exercise number 7. They want us to ponder over the following. أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ Did you understand the lesson, O Ali? Why did we say درس؟ أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ Why is it not with a كسرة or something else? Why? أفهمت الدرس؟ أفهمت الدرس؟ Why? Because it's the object. Did you understand? Understand what? Did you understand the lesson? أفهمت الدرس؟ Did you understand the lesson, يا علي؟ Ali says, نعم فهمته. نعم فهمته. نعم فهمته. Yes, I understood it. Or if he didn't, he would say, لا ما فهمته. I did not understand it. What's the it? It is the lesson. لا ما فهمته. No, I did not understand it. لا ما فهمته. Another example. أما فهمت الدرس يا علي؟ Negative type of question. Negative type of question. أما فهمت الدرس يا علي؟ Did you not understand the lesson, O Ali? Look at how he responds now. If he wants to talk in the positive, in the affirmative, بلا, بلا, affirmative. فهمته, فهمته, I have understood it. And if he didn't, he would say, نعم. ما فهمته. نعم ما فهمته. So it changes the way you answer a negative type of question. The manner of answering a negative worded type of question is different from a normal straightforward sentence. Walhamdulillah. In the negative type of question, you answer with bala if it's in the affirmative and na'am if it is in the negative. Exercise number 8. هات أسئلة مناسبة لأجل الأجوبة التالية. Provide questions which are appropriate for the answers. So they tell us, نعم شربت. نعم شربت. Yes, I drank. نعم شربت. Yes, I drank. What did you ask? أشربت الشاي. أشربت الشاي. أشربت الشاي. Did you drink tea? أشربت الشاي. Did you drink tea? He says, نعم شربت. Yes, I drank. Number two. نعم كتبت. Yes, I wrote. What did you ask? أكتبت. أكتبت اسمك. أكتبت اسمك. أكتبت اسمك. أكتبت اسمك. Did you write your name? أكتبت اسمك. أكتبت اسمك. Did you write your name? He responds, نعم كتبت. نعم كتبت. Yes, I wrote. Number three. This is obviously a negative type of question. Look at there. The answer is a bala. Bala ra'aytuhu. Bala ra'aytuhu. Affirmative. I saw him. So how would you ask this question? Example. Ama ra'ayta Ahmada. Ama ra'ayta Ahmada. Ama ra'ayta Ahmada. Did you not see Ahmed? He responds, bala ra'aytuhu. Affirmative, I saw him. Again, Ama ra'ayta Ahmada, Ama ra'ayta Ahmada, Ama ra'ayta Ahmada. Did you not see Ahmed? He responds, Na'am. He responds rather with bala. Bala ra'aytuhu, bala ra'aytuhu, bala ra'aytuhu. Ama ra'ayta Ahmada, bala ra'aytuhu. أما رأيت أحمد بلا رأيته ممتاز. Number four. They tell us, نعم قرأت هذا الكتاب. قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. Yes, I read this book in my country. نعم, rather it says, نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. So, how would you have worded that question? Number one, it's a negative type of question that you are asking him. Ama qara'ta hadha al-kitaba? Ama qara'ta hadha al-kitaba? Ama qara'ta hadha al-kitaba? Did you not read this book? Did you not read this book? He responds, Na'am, ma qara'tu hadha al-kitaba fi baladi. Again, ama qara'ta hadha al-kitaba? جواب نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. Again, أما قرأت هذا الكتاب؟ جواب نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. One more time. أما قرأت هذا الكتاب؟ Did you not read this book? He responds نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. Yes, I did not read this book in my country, in my land, in my بلد, in my city, in my country. Number five. بلا سمعت الأذان. Affirmative. I heard the أذان. Type of question. Type of question would be. Type of question. أما سمعت الأذان؟ أما سمعت الأذان؟ أما سمعت الأذان؟ جيد. أما سمعت الأذان؟ بلى سمعت الأذان. بلى سمعت الأذان. بلى سمعت الأذان. بلى سمعت الأذان. Number six. لا ما سمعت الأذان. لا ما سمعت الأذان. They were asking simple one. أسمعت الأذانة. أسمعت الأذانة. أسمعت الأذانة. He says, لا ما سمعت الأذانة. لا ما سمعت الأذانة. ممتاز. جيد. Number seven. They give us the answer. لا ما ضربت هذا الولد. لا ما ضربت هذا الولد. What is your question to them? أضربت هذا الولد. أضربت هذا الولد. Did you hit this kid? أضربت هذا الولد. Did you hit this kid? أضربت هذا الولد. Did you hit this kid? جواب لا ما ضربت هذا الولد. ما ضربت هذا الولد. Excellent. والحمد لله. So in this exercise, we learnt about the negative type of questioning. The negative type of questioning. أما ذهبت إلى المسجد؟ بلى ذهبت. لا نعم ما ذهبت. نعم ما ذهبت. ممتاز. Exercise number 9. اقرأ الأمثلة ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا الضمائر. They want you to use those add-ons. جيد. They want you to use the pronouns. جيد. الضمائر. And so they give us, أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا, أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا, أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا. Did you see Hamid? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ, أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ, أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ, أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ. Did you see Hamid? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ. Yes, I saw him. أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ. Did you see Hamid? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ. Yes, I saw him. Yes, I saw him. So we're adding the personal pronouns. Excellent. Number two. أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا وَهِشَامًا وَعَلِيًّا. أَرَأَيْتَ حَامِدًا وَهِشَامًا وَعَلِيًّا. جواب, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ. Yes, I saw them. Number three. أَرَأَيْتِ زَيْنَبَ, أَرَأَيْتِ زَيْنَبَ. So I'm speaking to a female. أَرَأَيْتِ زَيْنَبَ, أَرَأَيْتِ زَيْنَبَ. Did you see Zainab? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا. Yes, I saw her. أَرَأَيْتِ زَيْنَبَ وَآمِنَةَ وَسُعَادَ. Did you see Zainab, Amina and Su'ad? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ. Yes, I saw them. نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُ. Yes, I saw. نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ. I saw them. نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ. Excellent. Then they give us another number one there. أَرَأَيْتَ الطُّلَّابَ, أَرَأَيْتَ الطُّلَّابَ الْجُدُدَ, أَرَأَيْتَ الطُّلَّابَ الْجُدُدَ. Why tullaba? Because it's the object of your seeing. أَرَأَيْتَ الطُّلَّابَ الْجُدُدَ, أَرَأَيْتَ الطُّلَّابَ الْجُدُدَ. And let's say, yes, you did see them. So how would you respond? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ. Yes, I saw them. نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُمْ. Number two. أَرَأَيْتِ الْمُدِيرَةَ وَأُخْتَهَا وَبِنْتَهَا. ممتاز. Did you see the female principal and her sister and her daughter? أَرَأَيْتِ الْمُدِيرَةَ وَأُخْتَهَا وَبِنْتَهَا. جواب, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُنَّ. Yes, I saw them. Number three. أَرَأَيْتَ الْمُدَرِّسَ. Did you see the teacher? نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهُ. Yes, I saw him. Number four. أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ, أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ أُخْ, أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ, where did you see أُخْتَكَ, أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ أُخْتَكَ مَرْيَمَ, أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ أُخْتَكَ مَرْيَمَ, where did you see your sister Maryam, where did you see your sister Maryam. رَأَيْتُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. Example, رَأَيْتُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, where did you see your sister Maryam. أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ, or rather, if I'm speaking to a male, that is, أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ أُخْتَكَ مَرْيَمَ, where did you see your sister Maryam. So he says, رَأَيْتُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, I saw her in the masjid. رَأَيْتُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. Number five. أَرَأَيْتَ سَيَارَةَ الْمُدِيرِ, أَرَأَيْتَ سَيَارَةَ الْمُدِيرِ. Did you see the car of the principal? أَرَأَيْتَ سَيَارَةَ الْمُدِيرِ, أَرَأَيْتَ سَيَارَةَ الْمُدِيرِ. Did you see the car of the principal? He responds, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا, because car is feminine. نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا, نَعَمْ رَأَيْتُهَا. Yes, I saw it. Or let's say he didn't see it. He would say, لَا مَا رَأَيْتُهَا, لَا مَا رَأَيْتُهَا, I did not see it. What's the it? It is the car. Number six. أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ الْأَطِبَّاءَ يَا عَلِيُّ, where did you see the doctors, O Ali? أَيْنَ رَأَيْتَ الْأَطِبَّاءَ يَا عَلِيُّ. جواب, رَأَيْتُ الْأَطِبَّاءَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ أو فِي السُّوقِ, رَأَيْتُ الْأَطِبَّاءَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ أو فِي السُّوقِ. Or you could just say, رَأَيْتُهُمْ, رَأَيْتُهُمْ, رَأَيْتُهُمْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, رَأَيْتُهُمْ فِي السُّوقِ, رَأَيْتُهُمْ فِي الْمُسْتَشْفَى, I saw them in the hospital. رَأَيْتُهُمْ فِي الْمُسْتَشْفَى. Number seven. مَتَى رَأَيْتَ الْمُدِيرَ
Ya Yunus, mata ra'aita al-mudira? Ya Yunus, when did you see the principal, O Yunus? He says, ra'aituhu qabla qalilin. Ra'aituhu, I saw him qabla qalilin, a short while ago.
Ra'aituhu qabla qalilin. Ra'aituhu qabla qalilin. Ra'aituhu qabla qalilin. Mumtaz.
And the last one there, ra'aitu. أرأيت آمنة وخديجة وبريرة؟ أرأيت آمنة وخديجة وبريرة؟ Did you see آمنة and خديجة and بريرة؟
And so this person says,
لا ما رأيتهن. ما رأيتهن. I did not see them. ما رأيتهن. ما رأيتهن. I did not see them. ما رأيتهن. ما رأيتهن. I did not see. I did not see them. ما رأيتهن. أرأيت آمنة وخديجة وبريرة؟ لا ما رأيتهن. ما رأيتهن. I did not see them. والحمد لله.
Exercise number 10. اقرأ المثالين ثم اربط بين كل من الجملتين مستعملا أن واعلم أن من أخوات إن.
Excellent. Join the sentences and also use the word أن. And remember that أن is a sister of إن. والحمد لله. Let's look at the example. هو مريض. هو مريض. He is sick. He is sick. They want you to use أظنّ. أظنّ means I think, I suppose, I suspect. أظنّ أنّه مريض. أظنّ, and we want to bring the أنّ, and then we have the هو, so that becomes أنّه. أنّ plus هو becomes أنّه مريض. أظنّ أنّه مريض. I suspect that he is sick. هو مريض is our original sentence. We are now changing it to what? أظن أنه مريض. أظن أنه مريض. أظن أنه مريض. Number two. المدرس ما جاء. The teacher did not come. المدرس ما جاء. The teacher did not. The teacher did not come. المدرس ما جاء. Now let's look at the what we're changing it to. أظن أن المدرس ما جاء. I think, I suspect that the teacher did not come. أظن أن المدرس ما جاء. أظن أن. أن is a sister of إن. That's why after it we have مدرس. أظن أن المدرس ما جاء. ممتاز. Then the exercises. Number one. أنت طبيب. أنت طبيب. Add أظن. أظن أنك طبيب. أظن أنك طبيب. أظن أنك طبيب. أظن أنك طبيب. I suspect that you are a teacher. Number two. هو من اليابان. He is from Japan. أظن أنه من اليابان. أظن أنه من اليابان. Number three. هي مريضة. She is sick. I suspect that she is sick. أظن أنها مريضة. أظن أنها مريضة. أظن أنها مريضة. هم طلاب. Number four. They are students. أظن أنهم طلاب. أظن أنهم طلاب. أظن أنهم طلاب. Number five. أنت جوعاء. أنت جوعاء. You are hungry. أنت جوعاء. أظن أنك جوعاء. أظن أنك جوعاء. أظن أنك جوعاء. I suspect that indeed you are hungry. Speaking to a female. Number six. المكتبة مفتوحة. The library is open. المكتبة مفتوحة. أظن أن المكتبة. I suspect, I think that the library مفتوحة. أظن أن المكتبة مفتوحة. أظن أن المكتبة مفتوحة. Number 7, al-qahwatu baridatun, al-qahwatu baridatun, the coffee is cold. Azunnu anna al-qahwata baridatun, azunnu anna al-qahwata baridatun. Number 8, Muhammadun dhahaba ila Makkata, Muhammadun dhahaba ila Makkata, Muhammadun ذهب إلى مكة. Let's change that. أظن أن محمدا أظن أن محمدا ذهب إلى مكة. أظن أن محمدا ذهب إلى مكة. أظن أن محمدا ذهب إلى مكة. فاطمة في المكتبة. فاطمة في المكتبة. فاطمة في المكتبة. أظن أن فاطمة في المكتبة. أظن أن فاطمة في المكتبة. أظن أن فاطمة في المكتبة. And the last one. أنتم مدرسون. You people are teachers. أنتم مدرسون. You people are teachers. أظن أنكم مدرسون. أظن أنكم مدرسون. I think, I suspect that you people are teachers. أظن أنكم مدرسون. والحمد لله. And then in exercise number 11, they are going through the numbers. Jayid. Number 11, how do we pronounce this? How does it work? Ihda ashrata talibatan. 11 students, 11 female students. Ihda ashrata talibatan. Ihda ashrata talibatan. 12. Ithnata ashrata talibatan. Take note, ihda is feminine, ashrata feminine, talibatan feminine. With 12, ithnata feminine, ashrata feminine, talibatan feminine. All are feminine. Remember 1, 2, 11, 12, etc. They operate on the rule that whatever is being counted, whatever is being counted, then the item, if that's feminine, then the number will also be feminine. They are equal. They are similar in gender. Whereas 3 to 10 opposites, similarly with regards to 13 up to 20, operate on the opposite rule. Let's see. ثلاثة عشرة طالبة. So طالبة is feminine, so the number before it, ثلاثة, will be masculine. ثلاثة عشرة طالبة. ثلاثة عشرة طالبة. ثلاثة عشرة طالبة. With regards to 14, أربعة عشرة طالبة. 15, خمسة عشرة طالبة. 16, ست عشرة طالبة. 17, سبعة عشرة طالبة. 18, ثماني عشرة طالبة. 19, تسعة عشرة طالبة. And 20, عشرون طالبا. عشرون طالبة. عشرون طالبة. عشرون طالبة. And then they give us an entire exercise, exercise number 12, for us to learn, for us to understand, بإذن الله تعالى. They give us the number and they want us to fill it out with the words, inshallah. So let's see. Number one, كم سنك? What's your age? Then they say, سني تسعة عشرة. سني تسعة عشرة سنة. كم سنك? سني تسعة عشرة سنة. My age is 19. Number two, قرأنا, we read, أربعة عشرة صفحة. صفحة is feminine, so the first number before it will be masculine. قرأنا أربعة عشرة صفحة من هذا الكتاب. We read 14 pages from this book. Number 3. في هذه الحافلة, in this bus, في هذه الحافلة, في هذه الحافلة, then they have 18 راكبا. راكب, راكب is masculine. So that means the number will be feminine. راكب is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. So, in this bus, they are ثمانية, ثمانية عشر راكبا. ثمانية عشر راكبا. ثمانية عشر راكبا في هذه الحافلة ثمانية عشر راكبا وخلفهم and behind them وخلفهم خمسة عشرة راكبة وخلفهم and behind them they are خمسة عشرة راكبة خمسة عشرة راكبة خمسة عشرة خمسة عشرة راكبة and behind them there are 15 female passengers. The next one, number 4. هذا فندق صغير. This is a small hotel. هذا فندق صغير. In it there are 12. فيه in that hotel in that فندق there are اثنتا عشرة اثنتا عشرة in it there are 12 in it there are 12 غرفة فقط فيه اثنتا عشرة غرفة فيه اثنتا عشرة غرفة فقط in it there are only 12 rooms so this is 12 so it agrees with the gender فيه اثنتا عشرة غرفة اثنتا عشرة غرفة The next one. Number 5. عثمان له عثمان has أحد عشر ابنا أحد عشر ابنا He has 11 sons, all masculine. أحد عشر ابنا واثنتا عشرة بنتا That's a good example. واثنتا عشرة بنتا And he has 12 daughters. He has 11 sons and 12 daughters. Number 6. أنا حفظت I memorized. ثلاثة عشرة سورة أنا حفظت ثلاثة عشرة سورة أنا حفظت ثلاثة عشرة سورة Number seven. في هذا المستشفى in this hospital تسعة عشر طبيبا تسعة عشر طبيبا طبيب is masculine so our number before it the first number will be feminine تسعة عشر تسعة عشر طبيبا تسعة عشر طبيبا و and 17 female doctors وسبعة عشرة وسبعة عشرة طبيبة وسبعة عشرة طبيبة excellent good example قرأنا اليوم we read today ثمانية عشرة قرأنا اليوم we read today ثمانية عشرة كلمة ثمانية عشرة كلمة جديدة We read today 18 new words. So كلمة is feminine. So the first number before it will be masculine. ثمانية عشرة كلمة جديدة Number 9. في هذا القلم أراد هذا القلم هذا القلم ب 14 روبي It is for 14 روبية هذا القلم ب 14 عشرة روبية So روبية is feminine, so our first number will be masculine. هذا القلم بأربعة عشرة روبية هذا القلم بأربعة عشرة روبية ممتاز. Number 10. في هذه العمارة في هذه العمارة in this building there are 16 شقة 16 apartments ستة عشرة شقة ستة عشرة شقة ستة عشرة شقة and the last one في هذا الفصل in this classroom عشرون طالبة والحمد لله exercise number 13 اكتب الأعداد من 11 إلى 20 وَاجْعَلْ كُلَّ مِنَ الْكَلِمَاتِ الْآتِيَةِ تَمِيزًا لَهَا. They want you to write down the numbers 11 to 20 and they want you to make the words found below the tamiz, the item which is being counted. So for example, أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا إِثْنَى عَشَرَ كِتَابًا ثَلَاثَةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا أَرْبَعَةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا خَمْسَةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا سِتَّةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا سَبْعَةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا ثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا. Remember, kitab is masculine, so the first number before it will be feminine. تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ كِتَابًا عِشْرُونَ كِتَابًا. And you do the same for all of them. Let's do the second one, طَالِبَةً, because that's feminine. So how would it be? إِحْدَى عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. إِثْنَتَا عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. ثَلَاثَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. Now it goes the opposites. ثَلَاثَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. أَرْبَعَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. خَمْسَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. سِتَّ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. سَبْعَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. ثَمَانِيَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. تِسْعَ عَشَرَةَ طَالِبَةً. عِشْرُونَ عشرون طالبة عشرون طالبة عشرون طالبة والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. No doubt it can be a bit confusing. It can be a bit confusing, but بإذن الله تعالى with time these matters will become easy. And the most important matter that you understand that concept, you understand that number, you understand the number that is being, that is meant, inshallah, you understand the number that is meant. والحمد لله. Exercise number 14, inshallah. اقرأ المثال ثم املأ الفراغ فيما يلي على غراره. That read the example and complete the rest, inshallah. Let's see. They give us حامد جوعان. حامد is hungry. الطلاب جياع. The students are hungry. مريم جوعاء. مريم is hungry. الطالبات جياع. So in the plural form, it's the same. But in the singular form, the masculine and the feminine, they differ. Let's see. خالد عطشان. Below that, مريم عطشا. مريم عطشا. As for the plural, الطلاب عطاش. الطالبات عطاش. ممتاز. Number two, إبراهيم شبعان. إبراهيم is full. عطشان was thirsty. شبعان is full. إبراهيم شبعان. إبراهيم is full. مريم شبعا. مريم شبعا. مريم شبعا. As for the plural, الطلاب شباع. الطلاب شباع. الطلاب شباع. And الطالبات شباع also. Number three. المدرس غضبان. The teacher is angry. المدرسة غضبا. المدرسة غضبا. The female teacher is angry. As for the plural, المدرسون. المدرسون غضاب. And المدرسات غضاب. المدرسات غضاب. Number four. يوسف كسلان. Whereas مريم كسلا. مريم كسلا. As for the students, الطلاب كسالا and الطالبات كسالا. الطالبات كسالا. May Allah save us from being from amongst the lazy. Allah musta'an. Exercise number 15. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. لما. لما means لماذا. لما means لماذا. لما means لماذا. Why. جيد means why. لما خرجت من الفصل. Why did you leave the classroom? أخرجت من الفصل. نعم. لما. What does لما mean? لما means لماذا, but when it's own, when it's alone. لما means لماذا, but this is when it is alone. When there's when it's just when it's just alone by itself. Whereas above we said لما. When we had a sentence, لِمَ خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ. لِمَ خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ لِمَ خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ We didn't mention the ha. But if it's just by itself, then we say لِمَ. لِمَ, why? Try it, let's see another one. لِمَ ضَرَبْتَ هَذَا الْوَلَدِ Why did you hit this boy? So it's not alone. لِمَ ضَرَبْتَ هَذَا الْوَلَدِ أَضَرَبْتَ هَذَا الْوَلَدَ أَضَرَبْتَ هَذَا الْوَلَدَ Did you hit this boy? نَعَمْ لِمَ لِمَ means why. لِمَ means why. Try it. Exercise number 16. اكتب الأسماء الآتية مجرورة ومنصوبة. They want you to write the following words and they want you to put them in the مجرور form, the كسرة form, and the منصوب form, which is the فتحة form. كتاب كتاب كتابا. كتاب is the مرفوع form, ضمة form. مجرور كتاب كسرة form. And Kitaban will be the mansub form, the fatha form. So with all of them, Hamidun, Hamidin, Hamidan, Khalidun, Khalidin, Khalidan, Baytun, Baytin, Baytan, Rajulun, Rajulin, Rajulan, Sayaratun, Sayaratin, Sayaratan, Sa'atun, Sa'atin, Sa'atan, Mikwatun, Mikwatin, Mikwatan, سبورة 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 chalkboard مدرسة 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 والحمد لله and exercise number 17 ponder over the following هاتي يا أحمد هاتي يا أحمد hat means to give or to bring هاتي يا أحمد But if we're speaking to a female, it would be هاتي يا سعاد هاتي يا سعاد Group of males, هاتو يا إخوانو, هاتو يا إخوانو. Like in the Quran, هاتو برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. Bring forth your proof if you are truthful. هاتين يا أخواتو, هاتين يا أخواتو, هاتين يا أخواتو. And exercise number 18, أكتب الأبيات, أكتب الآيات الخمس الأول من سورة الرحمن وسورة الحديد وسورة النبا. They want you to write down the first five verses from these various surahs and you should do that بإذن الله تعالى as your homework. New words. مجلة plural مجلات magazine magazines. راكب ركاب passenger passengers. شقة شقق apartment shuqaqun apartments imaratun building imaa'amairu amairu buildings sinnun asnanun sinnun is teeth or rather a tooth and asnanun teeth kalimatun kalimatun word words suratun suwarun chapter plural suwarun jaa he came kawa he ironed Kawa, he ironed. Walhamdulillah. Hayyakumullah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Let us take a few vocab words bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Last time we had taken, for example, the word ta'jeel. Ta'jeel means to delay. And whereas ta'jeel means to hasten up with something. As for the word idha. Idha. What does idha mean? Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal-fath. When the assistance of Allah comes. So, إِذَا means when or if. إِذَا جَاءَكَ بِلَالٌ If Bilal comes. فَخُذْ مِنْهُ عُنْوَانًا Then take from him the address. إِذَا جَاءَ بِلَالٌ If Bilal comes, then take from him. فَخُذْ مِنْهُ عُنْوَانًا أَخِيهِ Then take from him his brother's address. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ When the help of Allah, when the assistance of Allah comes. So, إِذَا can mean when and it can also mean if. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. What else? So, for example, the word إِذَا can also mean like something as like a surprise. Example, ظَنَنْتُهُ طَالِبًا فَإِذَا هُوَ مُدَرِّسٌ ظننته طالبا I thought that he was a student فإذا هو مدرس But to my surprise, he turned out to be a teacher. ظَنَنْتُهُ طَالِبًا. I thought him to be a student. فَإِذَا هُوَ مُدَرِّسٌ. But to my surprise, he turned out to be a مُدَرِّس, a teacher. So, إِذَا can also mean this here, denoting surprise. أُذُنٌ. What's أُذُنٌ? أُذُنٌ is the ear. أُذُنٌ is the ear. آذَانٌ are ears. Adhanun are ears. Udhun, ear. Adhan means ears. But the word adhina, adhina means to permit. Adhina means to permit something. Adhina li fulanin. Adhina li fulanin. He gave permission to so and so, to fulan, to allow, to permit. Adhina. Adhina means to allow such and such. Idhnun is permission. Idhnun means permission. Adhana yu'adhinu means the adhan. Adhana yu'adhinu, to give the adhan. Ta'dhinan, mu'adhin is the one who gives that adhan. It's called the adhan. Adhan is the call to prayer. Isti'dhan. Isti'dhan means to seek permission. Isti'dhan means to seek permission. Like we said, idhnun is permission. Adhina, he gave permission and he allowed. Whereas isti'dhan means to ask for permission. To ask for permission. Idhan means in that case. Idhan nuftir. In that case, we will break our fast. Idhan nantaziruhu. إذن ننتظره. In that case, we will wait for him. In that case, we will wait for him. Try it. Someone says, you know, so and so is coming in a few minutes. So we say, إذن ننتظره. إذن ننتظره. In that case, we will wait for him. In that case, we will wait for him. The word adha, adha means to harm, to cause injury, to cause an offense. Adha means to harm, to cause an offense, to cause any sort of injury. And the last word, al-urdiyatu. Al-urdiyatu means Urdu. Urdu, Jaid, al-urdiyatu is the word, is the language Urdu. And before we end off, brothers and sisters, one maxim from the Noble Quran, a verse from the Noble Quran, and this is maxim number 39. Walhamdulillah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran, and when you are complete with your task, your matter, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, when you are complete, when you're over with the task, فَانْصَبْ, then get ready for the next one. Get busy with the next matter. The Muslim is not supposed to be somebody who is farigh, somebody who is, you know, relaxing and taking it easy and killing time. No, you finish with one matter, fansab, get ready, stand up, get busy with something else. Wa ila rabbika farghab, and to your Rabb, you know, hope for your reward and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your raghba. This is in Surah Alam nashrah laka sadrak, addressing the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he mentions that, you know, if he just saw somebody, you know, sitting down and wasting time, etc., then this person would drop in his eyes. Inni la'amqut an ara ar-rajul farighan la fi amal dunya wala akhirah. You know, I dislike to find somebody who's just wasting his time, not busy in his dunya, nor is he busy in his hereafter. Allahu musta'an. Just wasting time. Allahu musta'an. And so, this verse gives us that idea, this tarbiyah lesson, that the Muslim should also hasten to complete matters. You know, don't allow the wheel to take years to turn. No. Get busy with matters. Finish off one task, then get busy with the next task. Continue, as they ask that scholar, you know, until when you're going to continue like this? You're busy. He says, until my legs are in the grave. Until I enter into the grave. Another one, he said, until my right foot enters into paradise, I'm going to continue being busy. In fact, it's a ni'mah from Allah that at least you are busy. Walhamdulillah. So many people out there have no direction, don't know what to do. Sometimes we complain, I'm so busy. But imagine, at times that could be a ni'mah. Many people out there have nothing to do. because they put themselves in that position. There's a lot to be done, but they chose, you know, not to do anything, just to waste their lives, just to waste their time. Allah musta'an, at least you have purpose in your life. At least you wake up in the morning, there's a reason for you to wake up, there's something for you to do, there's a task, there's a goal that needs to be achieved. And so give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Until we meet again, brothers and sisters, we completed walhamdulillah lesson number 6 from book 2 of the Arabic lessons, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And when we return, we will continue, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah, grant us an understanding of the Arabic language, make us and grant us the tawfiq to understand the importance of this language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, may Allah bless you and bless us in this world and in the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.